I am originally from Ethiopia, but I was born and raised in a Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya, and I have been here for almost 5 years now. I came here in 2013. When we came to the United States, we landed in Chicago, and then from there, we took it off to Denver. We got a house. It was 3-bedroom. And it was really small bedrooms. And so we only had half of us sleep in the rooms. And then the other half, we were all sleeping in the living room. We weren't distracted by that. We thought it was normal because, of course, in the camp, we would just share a mat with 5 or 4 people or 6 people would just share, just put their head on. So it was a really big thing for us. Until we had, visitors come in and start saying, "Oh, this is a small house for you guys." And we were surprised. And my dad was, no, this is enough for us. Honestly, I never dreamed. This is not my dream. To come to the United States is not my dream. It was my family dream. It was my mom and my dad. Their dream was not to come to America. Their dream was to get us to a safe place. A place where we can, warmly sleep. They don't have to worry, or they know that we will come back home or anything not gonna happen to us. We went through a really big process to get here, but in every process, my family were laughed at me because I was either sleeping and I just wanted to go back to school because I just thought that it was a waste of time and I hate it. But coming to United States the first day, I was not really into my mind. It was just a moment for me, oh, this is the America. Because when I was in that room, sitting in that UNHCR room, I was shown a picture of the buildings and the school, the kids, and all that fancy stuff. And so in my mind, that's how I seen America. The America that I thought I was going to. And it was, it's the same place, it's the same people and all that. But when I got here, something was just missing. Up to today, I know that I live in America, but my mind is with my friends who are back home. I still think that I'm in between both countries. When I started high school, on my first day of classes, I was assigned to sit with some student, and the student was American. She asked me my name, but I couldn't answer her. She asked if I was from different country, and I said yes, and she told me to go back to your country. Since that day, I felt like I was taking something from the American people. But at the same time, I don't have a choice other than to stay and to live the life. So because American people have helped me a lot, I feel I'm a burden to them. I came here and every time I hear people saying, "Go back to your country," it's, where am I going? Because I don't have a country. I was not born in Ethiopia. I am Ethiopian, but I was not born in Ethiopia. And I was born in Kenya, but I'm not Kenyan. And so I'm in America, but I'm not really American yet. So it's just like everybody doesn't want me. So sometimes that's why I wonder, why am I in this world? Like, what's the point of me being here? I feel lost. So it doesn't really get to me because I am a survivor, but at the same time, at the end of the day, everybody has a feeling. So it doesn't worry me that much, but it worries me of my little sisters. Are they really going through the same thing I'm going? I always ask the same question. Sometimes I have to sit down with them and tell them, don't listen to what they're saying. My plan is to one day have a talk show, a refugee talk show. I want the whole world to hear other people's voice through the video. One thing for sure for me that I learned that in America that confuses me is that we never get to explain things to each other. And so that talk show is, I want it to be a place where people discuss, people talk about what's going on. How are we going to fix this? How are we going to do this? And of course, it's going to be fun also. So we're going to have fun stuff, but that is where I see myself 5 years. If it's not that, I know I'm not going to sit around. That's all I know. I will do something. I will volunteer. I don't know. It doesn't matter where, but I'm just ready to put what I can because I need to put it forward. So yeah.